Herd at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Wednesday's show, senior writer for NBA.com, Steve Ashburner. And from 24/7 Sports, Mike Schaefer will break down all the latest on Nebraska football and recruiting. Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Herd at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Bears fans? Darnell Wright here, ready to get to work. Bear down, baby.
Simple and to the point, Mr. Wright. You think he's happy?
I think he might be,
yeah. People making moves to go get him. I'll take it.
Probably a little higher than he thought he was going to go.
Yeah, and I think he will too. As we welcome you back to Coffee and Cream in the morning, I see this guy's mug every time we go to break. That's sponsored by Go Currency because his name is on the show as part of the.
His name is Cream?
He's Cream.
Yeah.
He's actually the coffee.
Oh, so you finally admit that the white guy's the cream?
No, he's the coffee, man. He's the energy dude. As we welcome in the guy that gave up his blue check mark to go from Andrew Rogers TV to Andrew Rogers CC. He's riding for the brand. AR-15, what's up, buddy? Uh-oh.
You got to unmute your mic there.
You got to unmute your mic here, AR. You're pulling a Brian Edwards.
Oh, there you go.
No. He pulled a B. Edwards.
Hey, que loque mi pana.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
We're good. We're trying to crank your audio up. Say something again so we know you're alive.
I'm here. I'm alive and well. And to top it, or to put a cap on what you just said there, DB, about my Twitter handle, Elon had already changed my handle and took away my blue check mark. So that's when I decided to change.
I was wondering if it was because you didn't want to pay the $8. You didn't want to be one of those?
I'm not paying $8.
Yeah. This is a free platform.
See, you and LeBron, man. Like, you guys just aren't having it.
Hard pass. I don't need the blue check mark that bad.
So what do you think, man? Like, you're in the thick of it. You get to hear what's being said. You get to see the mannerisms, the crowd's reactions. Like, you're right there, man. Are you soaking it all in as you got your Bears gear on this morning?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate Shane coming back with my Darnell Wright clip. That's just violent. He is a violent tackle. I mean, he shut down Will Anderson last year. But no, all in all, this event is huge out here. I believe the stage or the venue was set up for about 60,000 people, and they estimated close to 300,000 people in the city of Kansas City this year. Which, if you guys can do math, that is 240,000 more than what the venue can actually hold. But the players themselves are just really taking in the moment. I mean, they all had their fit game fresh yesterday as they hopped on their shuttle buses and headed to the red carpet and waited for their name to be called. And it's cool because, for me, it's such a unique experience finally being a part of an event like this and just watching these guys, you know, chase their dreams, get their name called, unless you're Will Levis. It's cool to, you know, kind of witness the accomplishment.
At what point did that become cringy for you?
After I predicted him to go third overall.
So early. You're saying it was early.
Yeah. You know, I gave my top five yesterday, and I actually – the trade that Houston made. I said they're going to trade up from 12 and go grab.
They were the team that we like to make the move to. We said keep an eye on Houston and Tennessee. Tennessee stayed put and went safe with Skoronski, which I'm sure their fans absolutely loved. You know, when you're not dynamic on offense and you get an offensive lineman, they're probably like, what are we doing in Tennessee? The division's getting better. We aren't.
It's what the Packers are saying to DB about not grabbing an offensive weapon for Jordan Love.
So were you surprised that Van Ness went before Campbell? I get the upside.
Yes.
I get the upside. Mm-hmm. But the productivity is hard to match. Remember when I wanted once upon a time, because you sat next to me a couple months ago, I said I would love to see Jack Campbell as a Steeler. I just wasn't sure if he would get a first-round grade.
Yeah, I was completely shocked that Van Ness went first. I think Campbell is the guy that plays with a little more heart, more of a special talent, and he'll improve. Like for him, he'll improve as a cover player as he kind of gets acclimated to the NFL game. I just like guys that bet on themselves, and Jack Campbell's one of them. So for me, I was a little shocked that, you know, Van Ness went first, and the fact that Green Bay traded up to get him too was kind of shocking to me.
Andrew, what's something that goes on when your boots on the ground there that maybe doesn't necessarily come through on the television process? Kind of like a behind the scenes thing that maybe we don't pick up on TV.
Sure, waiting on these players to show up for the press conference. We wait for hours. These guys stay forever.
Oh man.
No, you know, you kind of get the real relationship with the player in the setting. Because I don't really know what came across on TV or what they showed of, say, Bryce Young taking the podium after he got drafted. But just sitting there for about 20 minutes and shouting out questions to the number one overall pick, it's kind of cool just to, you know, it's great to know that players like are real people, mm-hmm. right? At the end of the day, like they're just real down to earth individuals. And I watched a little bit of when they walked up onto the stage and had a little short interview. And, you know, some may have looked at Jordan Addison and said like, wow, that guy's cocky, just kind of based on his answers.
Yeah.
Right?
That was me.
But then you get him in the press conference and he's kind of a little more mellow. Like, he's short and sweet and to the point, but he never once came across as egotistical. So just knowing that these guys are human, they're enjoying the moment, and you kind of get to see the real Jordan Addison, the real Bryce Young. Zay Flowers is my favorite personality in the draft. Mm-hmm. Just kind of, you know, cracking them open, breaking open their shell a little bit. That's the real relationship is what I take away most.
Hey, how was Jalen Carter, considering that Micah Parsons almost walked off set? Out of breath, Brian this morning accused the Eagles of cheating. Like, everybody, total checkers and chess with Philadelphia, man. That roster is something else.
They are stacked, and I feel like even when they lose big names, they just grab bigger names in the draft. Jalen Carter, first off, in the purple suit, that was fly as all heck.
Grimace.
I think I gave him a 9 out of 10 on my draft fit grade, but – you know, he's also a guy that had all the expectation in the world coming in this year. The best player in the draft, in my opinion. And then when all of the things kind of spiraled over the last 2 months for him, he is a guy that's also going to prove people wrong and say, why did you pass on me?
Andrew, I'm going to ask you kind of an awkward question here about Jalen Carter.
Robbie's an awkward kind of guy. He's been on a heater this morning, too. I mean, a heater.
I'm a little surprised, not to say that what Jalen Carter is dealing with off the field isn't serious, because obviously it is, two people lost their lives, right? But from the way the NFL tends to view things, he's only dealing with misdemeanor charges. To my knowledge, there's not previous red flag issues.
Although he's a speeder.
Are you surprised at all that it affected his draft stock the way it did? Is it just the timing, like having to leave the combine? Because the NFL doesn't seem to necessarily care about these things as much as they have with Jalen Carter.
Well, yeah, tell that to Laramie Tunsil, right? Like, when he came out on video and I think he was smoking out of a bong.
Yeah, gas mask on. Yeah, he was like hotboxing.
And he completely dropped lower and lower. And he didn't get charged for anything.
Lyle Collins is actually the biggest casualty. Everybody talks about Tunsil. Lyle Collins suffered the most.
Right. So I think the NFL is super careful with stuff like that. And plus, it's a business, right? So if you see something come out like this, you can get that guy for cheaper now.
Yeah.
You can wait on him a little bit and say, hey, I'm going to save a couple million dollars by taking you at 7 instead of taking you at 3 or whatever the case may be. But I really do believe that they pay attention to these things closely, and they just kind of play into the fact that it affects, you know, the person, the player.
Let me ask you about size and stature, right? Ravi went all in on the fake motivation of Bryce Young being small. Said it was a legitimate
concern.
Legit concern. Just own it in typical Ravi fashion. There were a lot of those this morning in the first hour from Ravi. When you're looking at guys, I think Addison is extremely slight. I look at Forbes from Mississippi State, extremely slight. When you're looking at frames, was there a time where you're like, whoa, didn't expect that coming? Was the fact that you were significantly bigger than Zay Flowers, or like, what was it?
That was it. That was it for me.
Was it?
He walked in the room. Yeah, he walked in the room with his bow tie on, and I'm like, is this guy like the brother of Zay Flowers? Because he is one of 14 kids.
Oh, my God.
One 11, of 14 I think 11 in his 14, family.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, no, I would say, though, that even some of the wide receivers are weird because it seems like a lot of them are smaller nowadays, and they're built more on speed and versatility more than just size itself, at least the best ones in this case. So, but I don't look too far into that. Even with Bryce Young, what outweighs everything else is his IQ. Like there's nobody else that thinks like him, sees the football or sees the field like him. So even though he is on the smaller side, say he's got smaller hands, you can't teach that footwork. You can't teach the way that he sees the field. Everything, he knows what's going to happen and where he needs to be. And if you ever watch his film, his eyes never leave downfield. He never looks down at the ground and tries to move away from a pass rush. He is downfield and he just senses things. So he was the obvious number one pick for me, and I'm not shocked at all that that's how it played out.
So do you think Hooker goes before Levis today?
No, I think Levis goes first.
Did my Steelers take Joey Porter Jr.?
Yes. The Bears don't have that.
You're going to be all right. You seem very hurt right now.
I'll check with Joey Porter.
Yeah, I'll check back in later, man. Appreciate your time. Welcome you back next Monday. All right, buddy. That's Andrew Rogers. He's part of the normal show.
I would say, yeah, he works here.
We're like a brotherhood. Back after this, Mike Sauter from Texas after this.
Heard at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Wednesday's show, senior writer for NBA.com, Steve Ashburner. And from 24/7 Sports, Mike Schaefer will break down all the latest on Nebraska football and recruiting. Take a dive into the latest news in all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.